Blog Talk Radio.
Tighten your seatbelts and prepare for landing.
Jet Life Sports Arena.
The best hour of sports topics on air.
Ladies and gentlemen,
presenting your host,
the G6.
Yeah!
All right, Tuesday night, 8 o'clock, you know what time it is. It's time for the Fly High Sports Show. And we're going to talk Giants, Giants, and Giants. Nah, we're going to talk a little Panthers. We're going to talk a little other sports, Tiger Woods. Talk about some other stuff, man, you know. There's a couple topics out there, man, we can, bring in. I think Carmelo, he posted some stuff. There's a few topics out there, man, but mostly football. Mostly Giants, Panthers, probably. But... let me bring on my co-host, Tar Heel Tony. Hey man. What's up with Tiger, man? Tone. Hey, I just heard him. I'll make sure he might have got knocked out.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Go ahead, man.
Oh, okay. Yeah, man. I'm pulling up now, boy. It's been crazy. But I was saying, it seems like I think it's a little bit more going on to talk about in Pantherland and Giantland. This KB Cam thing, man. I watched that pregame interaction probably about 20 times. And me and Sim messaged back and forth on Messenger a little bit. We was talking. I'm telling you, man. And we've talked earlier, and you got a little bit more info. That thing turned out to be a lot. It's to more and more after watching it over and over. It's some envy and jealousy, man. KB was up for that. You know, he was in a contract year. And I think he real bitter, man. I think it's more bitter than anything. That's just what I came up with, his body language. I watched it a bunch of times. He didn't want to talk to Cam, man. And I know... everybody know that the Panthers fan, if you knew anything, that they was a little closer than that. I mean, I ain't going to say they was the best of friends, but they was a little bit beyond just teammates. And even you said you got a little bit more insight on that. You know, him going down there driving his vehicles and all that. I mean, but everybody know, I ain't heard one person say Cam, and a lot of people, you know, people don't like Cam, Charles. Everybody say Kevin Benjamin in the wrong. Ain't heard one person,
like
even
Cam.
Somebody don't like Cam, said, ain't heard nobody even don't like him say that Cam was wrong. He confirmed him like a man,
like
very non-threatening, and dude just, I think it's envy and jealousy, man. That's what I came up with after watching it a bunch of times.
Right.
Because Cam is rolling at some dope.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about that, man. I mean, end of the day, man. It makes sense. Like I say, the only thing I heard could have been from Shannon Sharp, man. But the main thing I heard with it, you know, they say, hey, you know, back when Kelvin Benjamin first got on the team, man, they was pretty close. Cam was letting his drive his Lambos, and when Cam would go home to Atlanta for the offseason, man, Benjamin was pretty much staying at a spot. Stuff like that, man. That's pretty big. So yeah, I can see. I mean, when somebody reaching out to you like that, man, and not only reaching out to you like that, they trust you like that. I just don't. It's definitely a personal thing. As far as the envy and jealousy, obviously it's something there, but it's definitely personal. I'll just leave it at that. It's definitely personal. The way they were close and now they're not. And it seemed like it's more one-sided, man. It seemed like Cam is like, man, what's going on? I thought we was cool.
Mm.
That's kind of how Cam's. So I. Yeah, it's personal, man. I do know that.
Cam came out with a little video talking to a. It was kind of funny, but he was like, "Yeah, man, look at this wall, man. This wall will never change up on me." And everybody knows he was taking shots at Benjamin, but I hate it for him, man. I would, and after all that said and done. He ain't no Panther, so I could care less about him. But I still wish him the best, man. Just being a human being about it. I don't wish nothing bad on him. I mean, you know, he did lose his mom, so.
Yeah, I mean, hey, man. Hey, that stuff play a part in it, man. Losing a parent, man, will be flipping people out, man, and make you do things. You know, it affect people different ways and make you do things out of character, man. So, I don't know if you've seen that article on Facebook I posted about that or not, man. But, yeah, that could be affecting a man. But I just know it's personal. Whatever it is, it'll seem like a personal vendetta, you know, vendetta, man. And, hey, we're going to have to go from there, man. I guess we'll see how it play out. I guess really ain't nothing else much to be said. They played each other. Benjamin said what he said. I guess they can just go on about the season, man. They don't really – y'all don't play the Bills this year, do you?
Nah, they tried to.
So, I mean
– They did try to interview him at the end of the game, and he kind of brushed it off, tried to – you know, maybe he just might not be in a good place, man. You know, I mean, just to go there like that.
Like,
now, some of the stuff was facts. I mean, but he didn't say that nobody – everybody know Cam ain't accurate, man. I mean, it ain't, like he said, but – for him to go a little further, come out, if he would have had any other quarterback, and like you said, it got personal. It's something personal, but
that's personal, man. I mean, I'll leave it at that, man. I'll leave it at that. What you think about gotta talk about Tiger, man. Tiger won the tournament without winning the tournament. I feel like everybody keeps saying that he won the tournament without winning the tournament, though. Like, he needed that type of tournament. And to finish on a birdie, and he's committed to more tournaments. I think he committed to one or two more tournaments a day. So he's good, but he's happy about where he's at with his game. Like he wants to get back out there. What's your thoughts, man?
Right.
On you know, he looked good to me, man.
Now I can say
I was happy with his performance.
I was glued to the TV, man, and I loved every minute of it. Like you told me earlier today about that dude saying he won without winning.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I felt, man. It was just beautiful to watch, man. I mean, I was glued, but I was like, man, it was just, I sat there and watched that whole featured group. I didn't turn it. I was into it. I ain't been like that since he been gone, man. I mean, that's just the impact
right.
he got. But.
Oh, Tiger.
Because you ain't got to pay for mine. It's probably like 20. Cause I think mine was 10. Okay.
All right.
My bad.
Well, I'm going to go to Jason. But... Jason. Jason.
I just wanted you to say my name twice. Thank you.
Okay. That's weird. But
hey,
go ahead.
So listen, hey, Tony. So I figured it out. Check this out, dude. When you pick me up at the hotel on Friday, I'm gonna have a sign that says I'm white. That's how you can find me waiting in the lobby. Is that cool?
No, really. I'm gonna do it at the airport. I'm gonna hold up like when them chauffeurs hold it up. I'm gonna put white Jason. And I'll be standing out there with a chauffeur hat on and everything.
Hey, you know what? There's
a
movie calling out called White Ricky. You can call me White Jason all week in Charlotte. Hey, White Jason, come over here. White Jason. Yeah.
We're gonna have Matula Shabazz Muhammad pick you up.
Hey, let me say this though, Jason, man. Charles been kinda putting me kinda telling me about a few things about this Giants guy. But this thing got to be bigger than I thought. I mean, this thing about to be. They come out. We're going to have a DJ and everything, man. This thing about to be.
Yeah.
It's about to be serious.
Some serious competition.
So listen, you know.
Cover charge, man.
I want to talk about the Giants and Davis Webb. And, you know, I just kind of wanted to just say, I don't know who's in the queue or not, but I just kind of want to express my opinion. To the fact that it's very interesting that last year and during the offseason, how great Davis Webb was preparing, hanging out with Eli, embracing the mentorship. And now, you know, everyone's kind of turning to Kyle Laletta. All I really got to say on that, really, in just my opinion, is all of those web people, all a bunch of D riders now flip flopping over to LaLetta. What happened to Davis Webb? I just want to know what happened to Davis Webb and why in Giants Nation is everybody turning on Davis Webb? Because that's what everybody's saying.
I wouldn't personally. I wouldn't look at it as turning on Webb more or less than hey, pressure bust pipe. And when you bring competition to the room, and when you bring legitimate competition to the room, hey, sometimes it make people it either make somebody better or to crumble some people. And it was just one game. It's just we'll see how he does this weekend against Detroit. But hey, sometimes good competition behind you, man, it doesn't help you. It'll make you crumble, and you will fall by the wayside. And if that's the case,
right.
Hey, I want the best players on the field. I want the best players at second string that earn their job. So I mean, I think fans were encouraged that Davis Webb come to work and prepare the way he do versus Ryan Nasbitt, who didn't show that same tenacity and show that same effort and dedication to improving. I think a lot of people looked at that and said, well, the effort there. But you have to see it on the field, and it has to translate to the game.
Right. Well, look here. The Giants are not Baskin and Robbins 31 flavors. Today we're going to like Davis Webb. Tomorrow we're going to like Kyle LaLetta. The thing is, I believe, in my opinion, that Davis Webb was an overinflated stock and the stock busts.
Well, Davis Webb was what, a third
round
pick?
No, nothing. Yeah, third round pick. And Charles,
no.
We even got in. Charles, listen.
It was a third round pick.
You and I have.
It wasn't a first
round
pick.
But Charles, you and I have gotten into some major debates about how he was actually rated better, better arm, better accuracy than the quarterbacks that were drafted in the first round this year that have already played and impressed me. So. Game
but
one,
you have to
his
play
first
the
game.
Game. You have to play the game. Hey, how many running backs that came out in this league that were rated, had all the tools in their toolbox, and were a bust? How many wide receivers that came out in this league and were supposed to be the next big thing, next best thing, and they left in the league, what, a year or two? You got to play the game.
You're right.
Got to play the
game.
Oh,
I agree. But the main thing is before you put me on and hold and move on, it's just very fascinating how everybody from last year into the offseason was praising Davis Webb, and now the same people that are praising him are scratching their heads. What's going on here? Why is LaLetta outplayed in practice and in gameplay Davis Webb? What's going on?
Well, let me ask you a question before we go to the next caller. Before we go to Sam. Let me ask you a question.
Sim, my dude.
What
can't wait to hear from the champ.
What has Webb done, or what was he doing to get praise from the fans?
Really? Following Eli Manning, just doing exactly what Eli Manning does. That's it. Hanging out in the quarterback room. Throwing balls to him, dressing like him, talking like him, acting like him. But the proof is in the pudding.
Okay.
The put up or shut up is already out there.
So my point is this. People were praising the fact that everything you just said, people were praising that fact and excited about that. They wasn't necessarily excited about something that he did on the field. So all he had to go off on was his preparation and the way he was carrying himself like a professional. Again, our last backup quarterback didn't quite, show those type of attributes. So, I mean, you're going to have that, man. You're going to have that. You can't fault the fans for being excited about change and about something different. You just can't do that, man. I mean, just like now, like I said, Webb wasn't a first-round pick, and it's just one game. If Webb comes out this weekend and throws three touchdowns, what are we talking about here? You got to really think about that aspect of it, man. It's just one game, one preseason game. So I'm not so quick to yank the cord on Webb, but hey, LaLetta's playing good. What if Lauletta comes out this weekend and stinks it up in the game? So you can't. I don't think you can live off each game like that. We gotta wait to the end of the preseason to collectively make an opinion and observation and give your thoughts from that. Can't do it off one game. Spin, what's up, man?
Going on, man. Hey, man.
What's going on, man?
Gotta take a step back and relax. Webb can make the throws. You could just see that he was too hyped up. He was missing high. He was making the correct reads, and he was delivering the ball on time. It's just mechanically he was out of whack, and I think that's just because he was a little bit excited. And you got to take into consideration he's playing second-string dudes, which are your primary backups and some guys who are significant in your rotation on defense. And if we're being real, Lauletta's playing against dudes that's going to be insurance salesmen, guys that might be working at Starbucks or something, you know what I mean, in a little bit. So, like if we're going to be for real, like you said, you can't do it off of just one game. You gotta see how they play in all four games and see the totality of their preseason. The stats get a lot sometimes. You got to just use the eye test to see. It's just a guy making the right read, going through his progressions, and he's delivering the ball on time. Like, things like that is what makes the difference whether or not this guy can maybe do it at the next level, because those are all the things that you have to do if you're going to be a starting quarterback in the league. So you want to check out stuff like that, man. But like Tone said, we were talking about the Benjamin thing, man, and let me tell you something. I can't even say it's personal. From what I see just on the outside looking in, it's not his fault, man. That's pretty much what it is. It's not his fault that, you know what I mean, that he wasn't getting the ball thrown to him the way that he needed to because the quarterback was inaccurate. Like Cone said, man, Cam's always been inaccurate. He had him times that he just ain't accurate. And then he got some times that, man, he could throw that football through the hole in the needle with that powerful arm he got, man. It's just hit or miss. When he's hitting, it's something to see. But when he's missing, it's just like, this is what we're accustomed to. You know what I mean? But my biggest thing, the biggest thing I take from it is, like Tone said, is jealousy. He's just butthurt. He's butthurt the fact that everybody else in his draft class is getting paid and he's not. And his value is down. His value is down because, one, with me, two, he's always fighting to try to be in shape. You can't come in the training camp weighing 280 pounds as a damn wide receiver. You come in there looking like a tight end, and you bought three cheeseburgers from being an offensive tackle. You can't get mad at that. And the number one thing that pretty much hurt his value is the fact that when he blew his knee out, man, Cam had his best season, and they went to the Super Bowl without him. So it's like, well, damn, why the hell do we need to pay you all this money? Well, we got to a bowl without you. You didn't play one down in the regular season for us, and we got to the bowl. So why would we go and give you all this money when you barely making money now and you can't commit to being a full-time professional?
Right.
That's pretty much that's pretty much what it all boils down to, man, is the fact that
Sam,
he could.
Sam, let me say this, because when we talked and you was naming, you know, I went back and looked at that draft class. Sammy Watkins, he hadn't been out of this world, but he still signed a big contract. He signed a huge contract with the Rams. And I was saying, man, I was thinking to myself, dang, this dude is, you was right. And on top of that, let me say it like this. That's big money to us. His contract, what he got to us, like, whoa. But you compare it to receivers, upper echelon receivers, Cam Newton, man, that dude making pennies compared to those type guys. So it is,
right.
You got to believe, you got to say it's going to be an ego thing with him, man. He probably sit back like, man. I mean, in Carolina, timing wasn't real good on his behalf. You get traded in the middle of a contract year, but you did kind of, at the end of the day, he did kind of do it to himself, you know,
but
at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So,
that's what,
you know,
I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, Tone.
I'm not going to harp too much more on it, but it, at the end of the day, just like a lot of these pundits are saying out here in the media, dude, you ain't take no responsibility for none of none. You didn't
nope.
take no responsibility, dude. I mean, seriously.
And it's
no responsibility.
Like
and one more thing, Charles,
like
I'm going to be done. This is my last thing I'm going to say. He is a one-trick pony. If he can't catch a ball over the front, like a jump ball, he gets no separation, and I'm done.
Hey, but
well,
hey, Tone, just to go off of that, too, man, he, like you said, he's not taking responsibility for what he do. And you got to understand something. These other NFL franchises ain't paying you unless they can trust you, man. Like you said, when you showing up to camp in 80 pounds and you using training camp to get in shape rather than being in shape and just coming in and using training camp to physically get your body into football shape to get used to getting banged around, how do you expect your owner to go out here and say, okay, I'm going to give you $5 million, $80-something million dollars with $30, $40 million guaranteed? If you're doing this shit on the, you know, on the pay that you're getting now, which is to us is lovely, but, like, you know, like you said, it's peanuts relative to the other players in his position and in the league, everything is all about trust, man. As good as Odell Beckham is, why do you think he ain't got paid by the team yet? They got to trust that. When they give him this contract, and whether it's $65 million guaranteed, he's not going to start fucking up and doing the shit that was getting him in trouble and was making people raise eyebrows about him. If the team don't trust you, they ain't going to pay you. That's the bottom
uh-huh.
line. And the team didn't trust him because he didn't show them enough in the first 3 years that he was there, that he was dedicated to football. He looked like one of them dudes that wasn't a professional football player. He was just a dude that plays football. And a lot of fans don't realize there's a difference between that. Dudes like J.J.
Yeah.
Watt and Olsen and Thomas Davis and them dudes that study their craft and work hard, those are professional football players. And then you got dudes like Benjamin who just played pro football. They've just been athletes their whole life. They've been good at it. People told them to do it. They realize they can get a little money out of it, so they do it just to get the money to be comfortable, but they don't really have the drive and the desire to want to be an all-time great.
And Sam, to be real with you, if you on a team with them kind of leaders and you still doing stuff like that, that's it. That goes back to showing a lot about you again. You got a Thomas Davis. You got a Cam Newton. Okay, we know he inaccurate, but one thing you can't say is that man he don't go all in for the team, for the Panthers, for the community. You don't got to like him. But he's trying to get better, or he showed in the offseason, like he came in 20 pounds lighter this year. So my point of saying all that is, that's saying a whole lot about you anyway. I don't think a change of scene ain't going to help him. He's still carrying himself with him. And like I said, I don't wish nothing bad on him. I hope he get a $100 million contract. I know he's not, but I wish the best for him. But I don't see that changing in Buffalo or anywhere else he would go.
Bottom line, man. Benjamin got some bad info, it sounds like to me. And he's going off of bad info, it sounds like to me. It sounds like it's personal, and maybe he's heard something or something went down where he might have got some bad info. But anyway, hey, we're going to go to the next caller, man. 803 area code. What's your name? Who are you calling from? 803 area code. Okay, but yeah, Tone, man, it's what it sounds like to me, man. Let me speak back on that Kyle Letter stuff real quick, man, before we go on to the next caller. But I think, too, you got to keep in mind that with Davis Webb and Jason, he's gone. That's what he does. He's gone. But the situation is Webb ain't played a football game in how many in over a year. Kyle Letta played a competitive football game in February, the Senior Bowl, or March or whatever it was. So you got to take all that stuff into account, man. You're going to be nervous. You're going to be rusty. And that's just what it is. Hey, next caller, area code 704, starting 3340. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
What up, Jet? You know this going. You already know.
Oh, what's going on, man?
What up, boy? Yeah,
I
see y'all talking about.
It's going. Man, I can't. Say that one more time.
Sean.
Oh, Sean, what's up, Goins, man? What's going on?
What up with you, man?
Yeah, I don't have the name. I don't have the names on the board, so I don't know. It looked foreign to me, but man, you talk about your Cowboys or the Panthers, man?
Hey, man, I came to talk about them boys, man.
hey, Sean, you just had your ass in downtown week one.
Oh, I already got my ticket. You
already know who I'm rooting for, so you just had your tail down there.
Oh, so you rolling with the Carolina Panthers, huh?
The Carolina Panthers.
Is the home office Bank of America?
Man, there you go with that foolishness. There you go with that.
Hey, Charlotte,
going bad. It ain't gonna be bad. 0-1 ain't bad. It's gonna be early in the season. 0-1 is gonna be a bad start for y'all.
Well, I'm glad Rivera's gonna take it like that.
Hey, Charlotte, I gotta ask you this, man. Since you have spoke on it on Facebook, I gotta ask you this: the Dak Prescott stuff, man. What's your whole overall thoughts on what he said as far as the Jerry Jones thing, and then I think his dad got arrested for weed last night. Like, the whole just
all right,
whole
let me,
fiasco.
Let me break it down for you. Every question that's asked to you don't need to be answered. That's one.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He should have known how to separate. You know how you got to separate your job from politics? Well, that's the same thing where went down with that press conference. He should have danced over that question. He should have been like, hey, this is not the time for that question. I'm here to talk about football, training camp, blah, 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 this and that. He should have danced around that question. All right.
Second, I don't agree with him.
I think that money has influenced him. Jerry's gotten into his ear. Hey, you need to go along with status quo. You need to go along with this, with that. You know, I'm just gonna let you know that out top. But I think he should. He really should have avoided that question because I'm sure he didn't know what he was getting into when he answered that.
Right, right. Sean, I gotta ask you this.
He's about.
Oh, go ahead.
No. I was gonna say second. I was going to say second, well, what happened with his dad, you know he's about to catch it for that, right? I mean, he's about to catch it. Even though that's not his doing, but he's about to catch it.
Right.
Because he was so outspoken on, oh, you don't protest during the anthem, that's unheard of, that's disrespect. So now he's about to get what he's sown in the media. It's going to come back home. So, I'm just... with the whole Cowboy thing, man, I mean, I'm going to touch on that right quick. With all of this, Jerry, Cowboys, that's my team. I've been rolling with them since day one. But I don't agree with the way Jerry's trying to muscle these guys. You know what I'm saying? If it wasn't for them, he wouldn't be making no money. All right?
That's true.
I don't agree. I don't agree with that. Jerry really needs to stay in his place. I'll just say that, stay in his place. He don't need to be a general manager. He just needs to be an owner. That's it. Oh, he should be concerned about winning championships.
Let me say this, Strong.
Man.
And I agree with you. I agree with you, but the thing about it is Jerry needs to stay in his place, but it, at some point in time, these players got to quit being – get that slave – that I'm going to just be honest. They got to get rid of that slave mentality and grow some nuts, man. If they start standing up, man, they can be the ball can be in their court. They can control things, but it's that fear tactic, man. And that's just outside of football. You know, I was joking at you about the Panthers Cowboys, but on this note, just being serious, the players got a lot more power than they think, man. And they gotta really start looking at different things instead of I don't know how to say it. They gotta stop worrying about what their next contract going to be and start being, and
they
Dak Prescott is in that type of situation.
Picture.
But let's be honest, though, Sean, he is in that situation. Don't get it twisted. He went in the third or fourth round, so So he's not making a lot of money football standards wise. Now he's making a lot of money as a regular Joe like ourselves, but in his world,
I mean,
he's trying to make it to that next big contract, and he's trying, like you said, he's trying to say all the right things. But it's got to come a point in time where money, you know, your character and your integrity got to rise above a couple of dollars. And that goes for Cam, anybody on the Panthers. I'm talking to anybody across the board in the NFL. Because they got a lot more power than they're giving themselves credit for.
No doubt. But, you know, you got that I don't really want to say that Willie Lynch syndrome. I don't want to say Willie Lynch syndrome in NFL. It's more that Nat Turner, because it's like, hey, if you're not going to be with me, then we need to turn against the ones that's going to hold us back. And that's the mentality that these players need to have collectively in the NFL.
Exactly.
They need to all get on one accord and be like, hey, these are the ones. If y'all going to ride with me, we're going to stick together. I got your back. Y'all got my back. But the ones that are all about shucking and jiving, showing their teeth, eating watermelon on TV, we need to get rid of them. We need to put them on blast.
Right, but Sean,
you see what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying, but the saddest thing about that is ain't none of that going to happen until these players get the right people around them instead of the wrong people. They got people around them that don't care about them, man. They all in their pockets about money, but they don't see it. It's going to be hard for them to come together because they got the wrong people in their ear talking to them. Just like Charles said about Benjamin, somebody probably got in his ear, and it's always going to be divide and conquer. Loans, you got the wrong loans. You don't know what you're looking at until they understand what they're looking at. It's going to always be like that.
And Sean, hey, we're going to come back around to you, man. The boards are lighting up. We're going to come back around to you. But hey, let me say this before we go on to the next caller. I think it's Doris, but let me say this. They see how they did. You see how they blackballed Kaepernick. You see how they blackballing Eric Reed. Eric Reed's a damn good safety. And what is he, 26 years old? And out the league right now.
That's beyond playing and all that. See, Charles, I don't know if you up on this, but I listen to Sway in the morning every morning. They give a Colin Kaepernick update every day. He actually has a collusion case on them right now with the NFL, and his lawyer saying he got a lot of damaging evidence on the NFL that he hadn't came out with yet. I guess he's waiting at the right time. But this thing going to get a lot deeper before it go away. Trust and believe. Reed and all them. Yeah, they got a collusion case on the NFL right now. And they got emails. They got some tape conversations. I might be getting a little fraudulent on that. But I know he said he got certain information that when it comes out, it's going to be very damaging to the NFL as far as his case goes. Far as they collude, because they cut his name out of that Big Bank Take Little Bank.
Madden.
They had to come out.
Yeah,
apologize. Yeah, they cut his name out, and it's getting beyond that, man. But like I said, going back to what I said, I know we got callers on, but until you understand, them players understand what they looking at and what they, what the reality is, and you know what I'm saying, it ain't gonna change because they ain't gonna know what's coming to and from. You're going to be trusting people who you're not supposed to trust, and you're going to be confiding in people who you're not supposed to, and that information, all of this is a bunch of information. As long as you confide in somebody and they going back to somebody else, with that he say, she say, ain't nothing going to get done. That's why they can't get unified because everybody out for themselves trying to get a check. Who can get the biggest check?
Yeah.
Right. Hey, Doris, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How y'all doing all up in here?
Doris, when you accept the friend request on Facebook from a Panther fan, I saw you on the other night. I said, should I send a friend request? I said, you probably don't know me. I said, I'm going to talk to you first. I was about to shoot you a friend request the other day, but you might not accept Panther fans as friends.
Yeah, I figured, see, because I'm on these podcasts, and I know when I'm with G6, I'm going to get some Panthers. Matter of fact, my brother is supposed to be at that Panther game. You know, we collaborating on that now. But anyway,
get in touch with Chief G6 because it's going down. It's going down.
Oh yeah,
with us.
Yep. I'm definitely trying to get there. Yep. I got my Uber lined up already. I'm getting an Uber.
All right.
All right.
thought you was up in Raleigh or something, Durham or something.
No, I'm in Rayford. I'm near Fayetteville. I'm 12 miles from Fayetteville.
So you gonna take an Uber all the way to Charlotte?
Well,
she's saying when she gets here, it's easier than getting the train.
Okay. All right, Lord. I knew you was out of town. I just didn't know exactly where, but okay, I got you. Yeah, it's gonna be big.
George, what you think about the Giants right now? What you liking? What you not liking?
I saw some of that game. I was a little disappointed, but I'm not panicking about it because I know it's the preseason.
Right, right.
And everybody's feeling out everybody. I'm waiting for the first game of the season with the Jaguars. That's when I'm going to see what they got.
That's a test of all tests, Doris. That's a test of all tests. If we somehow get past that test, we might have something special for this season, but it's going to be a rough one. It's going to be rough.
Yeah. Let's say I'm waiting for them that first game.
I will say this. They say the defense is shaping up to be coming around, especially the front seven. They say it's going to be, that's what Jaguars like to do is run in defense. So they're saying that run defense for the Giants right now looking pretty good.
It's going to be a pretty good unit. Yeah.
And that might keep it close. That might keep it close, especially if Eli can put together, not turn the ball over, or if he can just do the right thing with the ball. And we can run a little bit. That might keep it close enough for us to pull it out the end,
Yeah. That's what I'm hoping.
Whatever, but. All right. Well, we're going to come back around on you, Doris, and stay tuned. Listen to the end. We're going to come back around.
Hey, Charles.
Let's go to, hey.
Charles.
Go ahead.
Yeah, real quick. I meant to say it early in the show. Do you keep up with that show, Ballers?
Yeah, with The Rock, of course.
Yeah, I mean, I just got into it. I didn't really watch. I tried to get into it, but I caught up on last season, and then I watched the premiere.
Okay.
That's a dang good football show, man. I love that show. Yeah, that gives
you
the ins and outs for real of what's going on. It's pretty real.
Yeah, it's pretty real, man. I mean, they got a lot of they're sprinkling a few real players, man, to kind of, make it even more realistic, man. But, yeah, I like that show. That's a pretty good show, man. That and what's that? Issa Rae, whatever her name is. They're my two shows on HBO right now, man.
Insecure, my joint. But I was just wondering, did you keep up with Ballers? I caught up on last season.
I do.
And I started watching it, but yeah, it's pretty good.
It is pretty good. Hey, I'm gonna try 803 again. 803 area code. What's your name? Where you calling from? Maybe they just want to listen in tonight. That's fine. Okay. Well, we're going to keep it moving, man. Let's see. Guess we'll go back around to Asim. Let's see. Asim.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man.
Just want to go back real quick and touch on what Sean was saying with the Cowboys, man. Listen, he's right, man. Jerry needs to stay in his place and at the end of the day, we know he's blowing a bunch of hot air because he's talking tough. Oh, if you knew, you won't be playing for the Cowboys. You'll be off that team. Like I said, man, let Ezekiel Elliott and Tyron Smith decide that they're going to kneel before every damn game. He ain't kicking out the best left tackle in the game and a top three running back off his team off of morals and principles, especially two dudes that helped pack that stadium to line his pockets. And they sell merchandise, especially when it comes to Ezekiel Elliott. So until dudes like that really step up and start putting a foot down, you're not going to, nothing's going to be able to be accomplished. And, it was cool when Aaron Rodgers came out and said, because I've been saying for the longest, it's going to take a Drew Brees or Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady or somebody like that to come out and speak up before it starts getting, the notoriety and people start looking at it a little bit harder because it's easy for, brothers to talk about it. But, when an all-American white boy comes out and talks about it, somebody who's one of the faces of the league speaks up on his behalf, ears perk up and people do tend to listen. So, Jerry just being Jerry And you know what the crazy part about it is, Tone, and I found out? I usually don't listen to Stephen A. Smith, but I was listening to his show, and I did some research on it, and he was absolutely right. He said the reason why a lot of these NFL owners is trying to capitulate to what it is that the president got going on is that man has the power to pretty much stop teams from getting public funding to build a stadium. So if owners is making money, don't want to lose money and lose out on, you know, revenue sharing and all that, you know what I'm saying? They're not going to want to lose out on public funding to build stadiums, because a lot of them got enough money to buy the team, but they ain't got money like that to build an entire stadium by themselves. And they not broke. Do you know every owner this past year got a $255 million check for revenue sharing? That's just the money from all 32 teams. That ain't even the money that they're making on their own end. So he was like, don't be surprised, he said, because them owners don't want to have to dig deep in their pocket to build stadiums. And let's say your team is trash and people don't show up, you in the red, all that overhead that you got to pay for in the beginning, you ain't making enough money to cover it. You barely gonna break even off of the money that you get from the revenue sharing. So
right.
When we say this is why the owners are acting the way that they own it, as opposed to how the owners in the NBA is right now. Because the NFL, it's like the owners pretty much drive the league, and some of them are the stars of the league, whereas in the NBA, the players are the stars, and, you know, they got an actual GM, they got an actual commissioner that knows what he's doing and actually involve the players and stuff, so you don't have this type of acrimony that they have. But just to double back,
that's what I'm trying to say, Sam, not to cut you off, but I just want to touch back up just a little bit. When you're saying the players got a lens, the fans looking through a lens, and the owners got their own lens. Mm-hmm. Everybody's looking at three different lenses, man. We looking at it, the fan is always looking at it from a different perspective. You know the players got a different perspective, but if they just got a $255 million check, you know their lens is totally different from any lens we looking at. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So instead of, I bet that some of them might be compassionate towards the protests and all of that. But at the end of the day, they got to do like you said. They got to do what the majority say. One or two of them standing up for a couple of players ain't going to change 29 of them mind. So if 25 of them saying, look, there's some BS, and seven of them, they can't do nothing. You be done lost your team.
That's true.
They want to make the needle move on anything that happens. It's got to go through the owners if you get that team. You got to get approved. You know, we just went through a new owner. I mean, he had money, but he still had to get approved. Just because you got money don't mean nothing. Just like Augusta and George, the Masters, Charles. Just because you got $50 million don't mean you're going to be a member of the Masters.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, but Tone, with that collusion case with Kaepernick, too, that you're talking about, man, that case right there, the weight of the NFL is on that case, because like you said, his lawyer said he got damaging information, and you know the Players Association is hoping and praying that a judge says, yeah, they colluded against him. Because you know the number one thing that they could do if the NFL is found guilty of collusion, they get to rip that collective bargaining agreement up the day that that verdict comes down that they colluded. They can get out of that collective bargaining agreement, so that means Goodell is out of power with discipline. They're going to have to come back to the table for money, so the NFL is open.
They
don't get to that.
And from the outside looking in, I'm going to tell you how I know it's in validity, how that thing got some momentum, but they're not talking about it. They trying to keep that on the – how much do you hear that? I'm hearing this on satellite radio. They update it every morning.
Yeah.
I'm talking about mainstream media. Ain't nobody talking about this. And that's why you know they got a case. If they didn't have a case, it would be a lot more in the media. But they got something, man. I mean, come on. Colin Kaepernick was just a Super Bowl starting quarterback. What he came in with Cam, so he's not even 30 years old yet. Well, he might be right at 30. So it's definitely something going on. It's definitely something going on. It's going to be interesting to see what happens.
Well,
but, you know, they got a lot of money and a lot of power, so they can make a lot of stuff go away, too. But I'm going to see. I mean, I'm going to see what's happening. I mean, it's interesting.
Well, I say it like this, man. A young player that's good in the league, like an Eric Reed, and you see him get blackballed, and I'm talking about this is the type of person who can complete your team to win a championship. He's not a slouch safety whatsoever.
Not at all.
He's at the top of his class. I mean, he's right up there with Landon Collins and all these guys. As strong safety, free safety, wherever you want to put them. But so to see, I think as a player, to see a player like that, a player like Ray Rice, who in the past, now he did it to himself, but still, come on, man. You got a young thoroughbred running back that nobody, this person could potentially be the last piece of your puzzle for a lot of teams to win a bowl, and you declined to bring him on. Let's be honest. Colin Kaepernick is better than a lot of these quarterbacks as backups on this team. If not all of them, at least 80% of the quarterbacks as backups on this team, on their teams in the NFL. Come on, man.
Right. And to be honest with you, Charles, at the end of the day, that stuff on the players, man. For them to be colluding or blackballing them like that, at some point, that needle won't move until the players take a step. If they keep letting the owners run and do what they do, which is understandable, but if them players don't take responsibility for those couple of players that they know they should be in the league, it ain't going to never change. That kind of stuff going to end up being on the players to make happen. Through the players' union, maybe they got to go through the right channels to make that type stuff happen, but the players got to step up for Colin Kaepernick. The players got to step up for Eric Reed. And if they all chasing checks, worried about, well, if I'm going to have a job and not worried about the bigger picture, it ain't going to change. But to me, that's something the players got to step up and do as a whole, not two or three players. They had to come together through the players' union, however they got to do it. But you got to come together. And everybody know Eric Reed should be playing or Colin Kaepernick. You know anything about football, you know both of them can play, start on a team tomorrow. I mean, come on, let's be real.
That's true. I mean, come on, man. I mean, I think that's just scaring. That would scare me, man. I'm going to be honest. If a player like that is sitting down and nobody's taking a young, healthy Pro Bowl player is not getting a job, come on, man. That right there, we'll see shockwaves in fear.
In a low-key kind of way, unless you don't understand what's going on, they sending a message to the rest of the players. That's why they scared to step up or come together and do anything. Because trust me, these owners done put a bug in their ear. Look, you want to be like Kaepernick, you better line up and go play, shut up and go play some football.
Hey, we got another caller coming in, 908 area code. What's your name? Where you calling from? 908 area code.
Yes.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good. What's your name? Where you calling from?
My name is John. I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay, John. Okay. What you want to talk about? The Giants, Panthers, sports, anything? It's an open table, man. What you want to talk about? Falcons?
I'm a big-time Giants fan.
Oh, no. Big blue.
Yes,
big
sir.
Blue. That's what's
hey,
up,
John,
man.
Hey, John, you going to be coming up?
What's your thought?
You coming up to the tailgate for the Charlotte game? You coming to Charlotte October 7th?
I wasn't going to do Charlotte. I was going to do when they come down here.
Okay.
Oh, I got you.
I'll be down for that game with NYG for life, man. We'll be down in that game, and I'll be down for the tailgates and the parties and just the whole thing, man, you know? It's going to be fun. But let me ask you this, John. What's your overall thoughts on the Giants right now, and what's your expectations for the season?
Right as of right now, I'm hoping that offensive line can come together. We have some issues in the secondary as well. We are very thin in the secondary. I'm a little anxious to see how our running back will do and perform. But at this point, anything is major increase from what we had in the past. You can already see that this guy is very athletic. He's shifty. And like the Giants haven't had a 1,000-yard rusher since, I think, about 2014. So it's a long time coming.
2012.
Yep, my Bradshaw.
That's still a
long time. My Bradshaw,
yep. Yeah, that's,
it is.
That's still too many years too long, if you ask me.
Oh, yeah. 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 That's true.
Name of the game in football is you got to be able to run the ball nowadays in football.
I agree with you. I think for you know, the game keeps evolving, and at one point, you know, it went pass heavy, but I think that in 2018, I think you have to have that balanced offensive threat. And man, if we can have any kind of blocking and running game this year, I think that'll take a lot of pressure off Eli enough to where we should be competitive in game in, game out, week in, week out.
Yes, I completely agree with you. You got to be able to balance, run pass, have that balance within the offense to be successful in the league.
I agree.
John.
Well, hey, John, man, we appreciate you calling in. Go ahead, Tom.
No, John probably agree with this. Because, you know, I done said this a million times. You know, we've been on almost a year now. Y'all gave up on the team. The squad you had last year was better than the record you had. So all you need is to come in with some fine desire. You got a couple of pieces in place. I mean, y'all can go to the playoffs. I'm going to put it out there. I'm not saying you are. A lot of things got to go good. Health, you know, healthy and all of that. But the Giants is a good football team. They gave up on the coach, and that they were nowhere near as bad as that record last year. But you end up getting a franchise-type player out of the deal. So, you know, y'all had to suffer a year, but you got a franchise running back. So I'll probably take that personally. You got to dip every once in a while and get your franchise player. So what year? Last year could have been what better year than last year. So y'all going to be fine, man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's going to happen. I'm not going to say – I know y'all can go to the playoffs. I'm not saying you are. A lot of good things. That goes for a lot of teams. Now, we know the Patriots going to the playoffs. We know the Steelers probably going. You know, it's the same old thing.
Yeah.
You know, we know Seattle might go. You know, we got the same old thing. But when it starts getting muffled up, I mean, the Panthers can go to the playoffs, but a lot of things got to happen in our favor for that to happen, too. We got a playoff caliber team. That don't mean we going, though. But we'll see. But the Giants going to be fine, man.
Okay.
And
I appreciate that.
Yeah, man. Hey, John. Well, hey, man. We got the show every Tuesday night at 8:00. Is every week. We talk Giants, Panthers, any kind of sports topic, man. And it's focused on the Giants or the Panthers. So, hey, man. We appreciate you calling. We look forward to hearing from you in the future, man. Like I say, every Tuesday, 8:00. Lock this number in, man. From 8 to 9, we're talking sports, man. We'll love to hear from you. And we got to wrap the show up. But definitely call in next week. And, like I said, we'd love to hear from you, get your opinion on things. And, you know, we'll have 2 preseason games in the book, so we'll be able to go from there. Let's see. Let's bring Doris on to finish up, wrap up real quick. Doris, anything else you want to say?
No, I agree with the caller that just was speaking. We are not as bad as we looked last year. You know, so, you know, like he said, all we got to do is just get on the same page, you know, and do what we got to do. Because we got it. We just didn't put it out there.
Hey, you're right, Doris. Big Blue. We're going to do what we do.
Yep.
We're going to do what we do.
Except for week 4.
Let's see. Yep. Hey. What's week 4? Who we got week 4?
That's when we play.
Oh, yeah. I'm losing my mind here, man. I'm so focused on that Jags and Cowboys first 2 weeks, man. I ain't even worried about y'all.
Well,
right
y'all,
now,
y'all start
you
out against the Jags Cowboys week 1 and 2.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Who you got through week 3? Because, you know,
coming to Carolina ain't gonna be no sneezer now. No, I ain't saying we're gonna win. All jokes aside, you know you gotta come play to beat us too at home. I mean, don't get it twisted. So who you got week three?
Man.
Good God. Well, that's a gauntlet. Y'all going through the gauntlet to start the season, eh?
Man, you don't even want to know, bro. We got it's the Texans. I expect them to be halfway decent this year, but I guess they like a question mark.
Yeah, the only question mark is
before
Deshaun Watson healthy.
That's it. Watson.
They got the defense. You know they got the defense. That ain't gonna be no snoozer.
Yeah.
Honestly, no games no snoozer. Be honest with you, if you really want to, you know, if you break it down, it ain't nothing but a couple of teams you just expect to beat. Other than that, it's a crapshoot every week, man. You don't know, man.
The white guys are back on. Jason.
Jason, did you dump that dead body? Because I swear you was riding in the wind trying to cover some bodies up or something, man, early. I was like, what's that?
Actually, Tony, you know what I was doing? I'm actually, my part-time job, besides working for FedEx, I'm a coyote. I take people across the border to help them out. We were coming across the border to defy Trump. I was trying to bring him to a better life, Tony, and I'm still white, okay? You heard?
Jason.
Oh,
Jason.
Man. Yeah.
You better not get caught over after that wall put up.
I know.
Man, there ain't
no
wall getting
on.
Put up, and Mexico's not paying for it. Stop.
That's fake news. The wall is fake news, man.
There's no wall. It's fake news. It's propaganda. Never going to happen.
But, hey, all jokes aside, Jason, man, I know we like to joke. I am really looking forward to this Giants game, meeting you guys, man, hanging out, man. Because it's getting a little closer. Back when we started first talking about it, it was so far away that I ain't really care. But now that the season about to kick in, the excitement is, for me, the excitement is building up, man. I ain't going to lie. It's going to be fun, man. We're going to have some fun. You're going to love Charlotte. You've been to Charlotte before?
I've been there once or twice, but years ago. I got a story to tell you off the air sometime, Tony, about my first experience kind of in the South. You'll crack up. But it's a perfect story. It's funny, dude. It's funny. But, no, I'm just looking forward to partying. You know, the games to me are secondary, but it's just making the connection. That's all that I care really to do when I travel. Other than that, man, I just bleed blue every day.
I know. You,
that's it,
man. I'm the same way with my team, man. Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to it, though, man. Charles, you know, it's going to be big, man. It's a lot bigger than I thought. We was talking earlier. He telling me some stuff I didn't even have a clue about. But I know one thing. I'm not letting y'all overtake my city. We will be representing. You can believe that.
All right.
Hey, Jason, appreciate you calling in, man. Doris, Sam, John, Sean. Who else we had call in, Tom? I think that covered everybody, man.
It's 803.
Hey,
we just listening in. We appreciate you listening.
Man, it was a damn good show tonight, man. A lot of interesting topics. And
the good thing about it, Charles, is it's only
going
to get more topics because now we're going into our type of season. I mean, football, you know we love football, but other stuff about to kick in. Basketball about to come back around, college b-ball coming back around, college football about to kick in a week before the NFL.
Ooh.
So, yeah, it might be time to kick that other 30 minutes on, go back to that extra 30 minutes here in the next about month, man.
Man, we might adjust that thing out, man, and we're gonna let the season start. We'll discuss it, man, and try to get it back
right,
on.
Right.
But hey, the good thing about an hour, you can't always get everything in. It leaves something for next week.
That's
so
true.
We'll figure it out, man. But I appreciate you, man, and we're gonna chop it up offline. But next week, man, we'll do it again. And I think Tiger. Does the FedEx playoff start now or what? When does that start?
Not quite. I think it's getting close. I want to say it's after the Ryder Cup, ain't it?
Okay.
Oh,
I think you might be.
Would Tiger be on your Ryder Cup today? That was a question I had on the golf channel.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but everybody said that. Jim Furyk tried to give a political answer, but everybody know Tiger deserved to be on the Ryder Cup.
Fly high. See you next week.